The new Chamber Leader is a Tech graduate, and the Complainer Award is announced. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello everyone, I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to Tennessee Tech Today. A Tennessee Tech graduate has come home to lead the Chamber of Commerce. Amy New, a native of Monterey who earned a bachelor's degree in business administration from Tech, has been named the CEO of the Cookeville-Putnam County Chamber of Commerce. And joining us now is Tennessee Tech alumna and the newest leader of the Cookeville-Putnam County Chamber of Commerce. That's Amy New. And Amy, congratulations. And I'm sure there's a lot of people glad to see you coming back to this area.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, buddy.
So you grew up in Monterey. You went to Monterey High School. And then when you decided to go to college, you decided to go to Tennessee Tech. So take me back to that time of, you know, what really made you want to go to Tennessee Tech out of Monterey High School?
Absolutely. Well, it was the opportunity to be able to stay at home, one. And Tennessee Tech is such a great, there's so many opportunities. The College of Business is where I got my degree in marketing and business administration. But it was the opportunity to be able to stay home, and all of the internship and externship opportunities that Tech connected me with too was a great opportunity. So being able to stay close to home and get a degree from an awesome university like Tech.
Now, you weren't always able to stay at home. Your work kind of has taken you across the state. Kind of where have you been since you graduated from Tennessee Tech?
Yeah, so actually I graduated from Tech on May 3rd, and May 5th I started at MMA Creative there in Cookeville. I was an account executive for business and community plans, marketing. Actually right on Tech's campus for a year and a half, and then went on to work for Governor Bredesen to do community and economic development plans for the Middle Tennessee region. Mm-hmm. So my husband and I, and actually my husband is also a graduate of Tech. He is from Northeast Ohio, but made his way down to play baseball under Coach Braga.
Oh, yeah, I remember Jake. And, I mean, he's a good baseball player. Yeah,
is he
playing any softball, or is he doing anything, or maybe play golf now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, golf, baseball, yeah. So he got drafted out of Tech to play for the Dodgers under Coach Braga's leadership, and then spent about a year and a half in that, and then realized that he was ready to go into the workforce outside of baseball. But I'm very lucky that he did decide to come down to Tech to that warmer environment to play baseball. And but we moved to Nashville back in 2009, right after we got married, or moved to Nashville in 2009. And I worked for Governor Bredesen, and when Governor Haslam came in early 2011, I moved through a few different programs, but started out in the governor's three-star program, mm-hmm. and doing Tennessee downtowns, Tennessee Main Street. So I worked through six or seven different programs just to help Governor Haslam get those organized and make sure they were working for the communities. And then the last 4 years, I served as the Assistant Commissioner for Community and Rural Development for his administration before moving on to Vanderbilt.
Yeah. So when you saw that George Halford was going to retire, did that spark an interest immediately to apply for the position?
Actually, so it did. I was very excited, but I will also say that I was in the middle of an acquisition for Vanderbilt Medical Center. So that was my job. Well, actually, my job with the medical center was to be kind of the liaison in the face to the communities, the mayors, the chambers of commerce for the hospital system. Mm-hmm. But I moved somehow into doing more acquisitions and expansions and helping them roll out into those communities. And when it first hit, we were going through an acquisition in Lebanon of a Tenova hospital. So I didn't apply in the very beginning. And then the new year rolls around after all these things have happened, and the position was still open, and I was ecstatic. I called a few of the board members and had a lot of questions, but I was so excited for the opportunity to be able to come home and move back into the economic development in the public service sector.
Yeah. Now, you are the first woman to lead the Cookeville-Putnam County Chamber of Commerce. Just talk a little bit about that.
So that's it. I mean, that's exciting. And obviously, I'm falling, as a female, falling behind or falling under the leadership of George and Eldon Leslie, which they're both such great friends of our families. But I'm excited about that. I'm excited also as a female to be able, the team there is awesome. I've had the opportunity to work with them a lot this week. And just, I mean, I knew what was going on in Cookeville and in the Putnam County area from my state standpoint, that 30,000 foot view. But once, I mean, just getting in and listening to their passion and everything that they have going, they're awesome.
Now,
but I'm excited.
Being a strong female leader kind of runs in your family. If you look back at, of course, your grandmother, Charlotte Burks, was a state senator. And then, of course, your mother, Kim Blaylock, was a Putnam County executive. So, obviously, you're following in a long line of female leadership in your family.
Yes, absolutely. I kind of don't know any better. That's the way that the way we were raised.
Well, that's great. And, you know, one of the things that, that George Halford and Eldon Leslie, that they brought to the Chamber of Commerce was a very close working relationship with Tennessee Tech. And together, the Chamber and Tennessee Tech able to do a lot of great things in the community. I would assume that you plan on continuing that kind of a relationship.
Absolutely. And actually, there's so many opportunities to expand that, everything from around the sports and being able to tap into a lot of the alumni for future workforce opportunities in the area, but also being able to go across the state and talk about the students that we have in the workforce that could be for internships, externships, things like that, that I had the opportunity to have back when I was at Tech. I feel like there's so many more opportunities to expand that program and work with President Oldham and his team. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, just talk a little bit about some of the things that you plan to do, you know, right away as far as leading the Cookeville Putnam County Chamber of Commerce. I know you started this week, and I guess it's been kind of weird with the COVID-19 and everything that's been happening, that it hasn't been a typical way to start a job.
No, not at all. And I actually had a whole list of plans to do as coming in and meeting with people and, you know, having a couple events, one to also honor George and his time there. But that's, you know, we're going to have to do that later. But it has been interesting. And starting out, my 30 to 60 day plan is much different. And that's mainly because I really want to listen to what the board, the membership, and the community is saying their needs are, because that's going to be our biggest opportunity will be to pull resources from both the state government and the federal government and make sure that every bit of those resources are shared across the county and the Upper Cumberland region. So being that resource of information will be key.
You know, Tennessee Tech is talking about bringing classes back on campus in the fall and having the students back on campus. I'm sure that that is probably welcome news to the folks of Putnam County and Cookeville, because there's a lot of revenue that's generated from students being on campus and just enhancing the community as a whole.
It is. That's so true. That's exciting to hear that they will be having classes on campus.
All right. Amy New, a Monterey native and the newest leader of the Cookeville Putnam County Chamber of Commerce. Oh, by the way, a Tech graduate too. Again, congratulations. And anything else you want to add?
No, I just want to say I'm so excited to get there. And I hope that everyone, if you're not a member of the chamber, that you'll become a member of the chamber. And that as we start rolling out our events, I really hope that everyone will take advantage of those now more than ever. So I'm looking forward to it. And I hope I'm looking forward to seeing everyone once I get back officially there.
All right, Amy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk to the Complainer Award winner. Stay with us.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. The Kaplinger Award was established in 1984 in memory of Charles Donald Kaplinger, former Associate Vice President for Research and Dean of Instructional Development. It is Tennessee Tech's highest faculty honor. This year's winner is Ishmael Fadon, professor in the Department of Manufacturing and Engineering Technology. Dr. Fadon, congratulations on receiving the Kaplinger Award.
Oh, thank you. I'm very excited. And it's the first time I put it on the LinkedIn. Usually I get 80s and 100s likes in LinkedIn. This time I think it was 650 or something like that. That was a big number the first time in my life.
So what does it mean to have, I guess, your peers recognize you as somebody who really excels in research and that they appreciate your work?
Yeah, I think that's what it means more than anything. It's not just you and your accomplishments and your good work. It is just appreciated by a group of peer review panel. I'm sure they had nominations like a dozen or maybe 20, but being the best out of so many good ones is a great honor. And I'm sure we have so many good faculty members and the ones, performing good. And when you see these research activations and other campus level awards, there are so many of them making it every time. But I believe we have almost 800 or 600 faculty and staff total. Being one of the good ones is a great honor and great appreciation.
Now, talk a little bit about your research and some of the things that you were recognized for. I know we talked last summer when you had TechBot going on, and then during COVID-19, you and your students were making masks and that sort of thing. So just talk a little bit about those things.
Yeah, is it research? 2 weeks ago, actually, an editor contacted us from Additive Manufacturing News. I did a teleconference with them too. And what we do is we are innovating additive manufacturing. In daily life, people call it 3D printing, but as a technical term, we still go with additive manufacturing. We are tasked to innovate the additive manufacturing, and we have different type of works that we've been doing for years and years, not just like a couple of years old. I'm a senior faculty. I've been with Tennessee Tech for almost 20 years. Those years, really, I'm from the Department of Engineering Technology, Manufacturing and Engineering Technology. I didn't have any startup funds or any seed funds. But putting external proposal and just conveying the message to external entities and indicating that we are in a need of this kind of advanced technologies and asking money and seed funds. Eventually, it worked it out. We have a lab in Louisville called 3D Printing Laboratory now, and we have a lab in Foundation Hall. We call it Additive Manufacturing Research and Innovation Laboratory. And overall, the main task is innovating the additive manufacturing, but under it, we have different projects which we try to do. Some of them is I try to highlight with the guy who interviewed before. We have a couple of them that we try to make more sustainable products with the 3D printing technology. The parts that you build is nylon or polymer and soft character, low quality parts. It is lightweight, cheap, and easily available. We try to make high strength, sustainable parts that can be used in daily life. And we have students working on printing the parts in continuous fibers and short fibers, addition to polymer matrix, nylon in a sense. And end of it, of the parts that we get printed becomes stronger than regular parts, even like more than stronger than aluminum. And at the end, you make a part cheaper than metallic part. You make a part stronger than metallic, and the end results becoming good. I had this doctoral student who just finished last month, and he focused on making parts with this technology, which is continuous fiber reinforced additive manufacturing. And he showed it how the parts can be used in automotive industry. I have another student working on making parts with the short fiber, which we have short carbon fibers and fiberglasses, and they are in a nylon, and the filaments are made, and then we print the parts. And now he's trying to prove that the parts we make with those technologies in dental industry, making jaws and dental prints, are stronger and sustainable than today's technology. In initial days, I mean, 10 plus years ago, we started, and even today, I have a research on that too. We developed a smartphone application, and that application is used by the people in different labs, and we share each other resources. And I access the laboratory at the University of Louisville and see and utilize their additive manufacturing laboratory. And then Sinclair College access and use my 3D printing lab. We did a joint project last year, jointly developed a universal bottle cap openers with the Sinclair College, Tennessee Tech University, and who else? Somerset Community College, three institutions. Our students were, as a faculty, we mentored. We used each other's resources, and end of it, we were able to get a provisional patent on that too. I mean, here and there, whatever we do, students like what we do, we enjoy contributing, and the end result was a great success for us.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, is there anything else you want to add?
Overall, I mean, the whole thing is there, so many publications and work and stuff. I think what I believe is Tennessee Tech makes everybody successful as long as you just do your regular job as a faculty. Tennessee Tech has the foundation or support for you to make you successful on things what you do. In my case, in the past, I was able to get different types of awards and different things, but what I see that Tennessee Tech has a backbone for you, has resources for you, has a staff support for you, and that makes you strong, that makes you successful at the school level, local level, state level, international level. That's what I saw, and that's what I practice, and I'm really thankful to my peers and my administration. That's the statement that I could say, buddy.
Okay, great.
Well, this past week, several students celebrated what would have been the spring commencement at Tennessee Tech. The spring 2020 commencement ceremony was postponed because of COVID-19 and now will occur on Saturday, August 8th in the Hooper Eblen Center. There will be three ceremonies that day, allowing students receiving undergraduate degrees in spring and summer 2020 to invite family and friends while still allowing for social distancing. A ceremony honoring master's degree and doctoral students will be held Friday evening, August 7th. To celebrate what would have been commencement, the university released a video to recognize the class of 2020. There were special messages from Governor Bill Lee, Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter, Cookeville Mayor Ricky Shelton, and President Phil Oldham.
Congratulations, class of 2020. Governor Bill Lee here saying, while your celebration this year may be a little bit different than they have in years past, embrace that moment because you are a unique class yourself. You certainly have accomplished much to get yourself into the position that you're in now. Hard work, commitment, lots of effort, and we congratulate you and thank you for all that you've done. The Lord has a great plan for your life ahead. We look forward to watching that play out. Embrace this moment. Congratulations.
Hi, I'm Randy Porter, Putnam County Mayor, and I want to say congratulations on graduating from Tennessee Tech University. I know this has been a tough semester for all of us. With the tornado hitting our county, the COVID-19 virus, it's been a tough time. And I know it's been difficult not being able to be on campus, and we have for sure missed you here in Cookeville. We love Tennessee Tech, we love the students, we love what you do as being a part of our community. I also want to say a special thank you for all the ones that went and volunteered during the tragic times during the tornado. What you've been to us is unbelievable. And I want to say thank you for everything that you do. And again, congratulations, and I wish you the best in the future.
Hi, I'm Cookeville Mayor Ricky Shelton. I just want to say congratulations to the 2020 Tennessee Tech University graduates. What a year. Who would have known at the beginning of your school career, and certainly at the beginning of this year, what we would all be dealing with. But your resilience has gotten you through it. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for what you mean to the Cookeville community. And thank you, you know, we had a devastating tornado March 3rd, and the outpouring and support from the students here on Tennessee Tech campus was simply amazing. Well over 1,000 came to volunteer and show that they care so much about our community, and words can never really show the appreciation that I have for each of you. So as you transition into your next phase of life, I just want to say good luck, God bless you, and may you always remember your time here in Cookeville as a great time. Thank you.
Dear Spring 2020 graduates, congratulations on earning your degree from Tennessee Tech. I encourage you to celebrate your degree, your friendships, and your future today and each day for the rest of your life. Your time here has been filled with experiences that have prepared you for a lifetime of success. However, there's no denying that you have lost moments and chances to make memories this semester. But you responded with resolve, tenacity, a lot of common sense, effort, and patience despite your fears and concerns. Remember your time at Tech not by what you've lost, but what you've gained and what you have accomplished. And remember those challenges that have shaped you into bold, fearless, and confident graduates. I'll personally never forget when the tornado swept away the normalcy of our city, our county, our campus, and our lives. I saw strength and compassion in your faces and heard it in your voices. You were determined to help others first, and by doing that, you helped the community and yourself deal with the loss and grief. Focus on the future. You are the finest examples of Tech alumni. I am incredibly proud of you. I'll leave you with the words of the prophet Isaiah that are always appropriate for days like this. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young people stumble and fall. But those who maintain their hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. It is time for you to go forth and soar on wings like eagles. May you always live your life wings up. Congratulations.
And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the TT website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.